AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A strong 6.7 aftershock has hit near Kathmandu in Nepal. The U.S. Geological Survey says this latest shock is likely to have caused even more damage to an area reeling since yesterday's magnitude 7.8 earthquake. Dawa Sherpa, who lives in New York, has been able to reach his family.
They're scared right now, and I suggest them to stay outside, not staying home, because aftershock, they're going to be again and again. And this is still is coming back.
Close to 2,000 people are dead in the quake. Thousands more have been hurt. Google says company executive Dan Fredenberg is among the 17 known dead in an avalanche that hit Mount Everest. Three other Google employees with him are okay. Aid is getting to Nepal from India, Pakistan, and other neighbors. The U.S. is sending aid as well as an urban search and rescue team. One person is known dead, and the Coast Guard is searching for at least four others missing since a thunderstorm capsized boats sailing in a race on Alabama's Mobile Bay. Petty Officer Carlos Vega.
Right now we have an ongoing search and rescue effort happening. They're searching throughout the night, and they're going to continue searching through the morning.
One man was rescued last night. More than 100 sailboats and as many as 200 people were taking part in the Dauphin Island Regatta. Protests over the death of Freddie Gray, who died a week after he was critically injured in police custody, began peacefully with thousands marching through downtown streets in Baltimore. Then things turned violent and volatile, with small groups peeling off from the main marches to set fires, loot, and smash storefronts. Jason Downs is the attorney for Gray's family.
Violence only leads to more violence. But we now have an opportunity in front of the entire world to show that we can break the cycle of violence.
This is AP Radio News. Members of Congress want to hear an apology when Japan's prime minister addresses Congress in a few days.
Shinzo Abe will be the first Japanese prime minister to address a joint meeting of Congress, and lawmakers want him to reiterate apologies made by his predecessors for Japan's wartime aggression. New York Congressman Steve Israel says Abe needs to address the issue of thousands of women who were forced to work as sex slaves.
These wounds need to be closed, they need to be healed, and Prime Minister Abe can do that closure, can do that healing by exposing those wounds to the light of the truth and an apology.
While Abe has said Japan has feelings of deep remorse about the war, an apology appears unlikely. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Indonesia has told nine foreigners and a local man convicted of drug trafficking their executions will be carried out within days, ignoring international appeals. The government has asked the 10 for their last wishes. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.